Thank you, Peter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So to just to begin, what St. Thomas Aquinas says, what happens supernaturally is based on what happens naturally. Okay, so naturally, what we're seeing in the world, in our families, in the church, in each nation, it's the elimination of evil. And for over the next few days, things are going to be different. And it's nothing to be worried about. It's nothing to be fearful about. It's nothing to be anxious about. And we have to listen to what St. Padre Pio said. He says, pray, hope, and don't worry. Stop worrying. Prayer is, and this is why I'm getting to this point, prayer is for us to learn the command prayer. The command prayer is what Jesus taught Luisa. And where you find the command prayer, if you go to divinewill.org, look up August of 2014, we gave a conference on that in 2014. It was very clear that when Our Lady told Luisa, I'm going to teach you new and powerful prayers, this is what this is all about. How did Peter walk on the water? How did Peter do a divine thing? It was Jesus who did it. He said to Jesus, when Jesus was walking on the water, if you are the Messiah, command me to come to you. And Jesus says, come. Peter gets out of the boat and walks on water. Humans don't walk on water. But it's to show us what God has planned. Through Peter, through the church, we're going to learn more and more about the divine will. Jesus said, upon this rock, Cephas, Peter, I will build my church. And so there's great attacks against the Holy Father because the devil knows that he couldn't stop Luisa. Luisa was the firstborn, the newborn in the divine will. And so what he did was the devil's doing is going after the church, the priests, the bishops, the Pope, the cardinals. And it's nothing to be afraid of. Everybody has to pass the test, everybody. So if you look at August of 2014, on Luisa and the command prayer, Jesus begins to show us we're not demanding Jesus. We're not commanding Jesus. We're saying to Jesus, here's my humble prayer. Make this your command. I believe in you. I trust in you. I have confidence in you. That's why scripture says, ask, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. A lot of people pray and pray and pray and beg and beg and beg, and they say, I don't see any answer to my prayers. Well, Jesus tells Luisa, there's a certain number of prayers that needs to be prayed for everything that you're praying for. It's not just snapping your fingers and say, obey me, God. It's not saying to the Lord, you take my prayer and you make it your command. We're not commanding God. We're humbly coming before the Lord and saying, you are my king. You're my savior. You're my God. You're my all. You're my healer. He's Lord, take this prayer, this humble prayer, and I give it to you, and let it be your command. And the Lord goes to Luisa, this is how I want to teach you how to pray. So things are going to happen that will be very different in the next few days. Today is National Popcorn Day. Basically we've heard, you know, get your popcorn and enjoy the show. God is in charge. God is in charge. And as we enter into this gift of the divine will, we are going to see purification of the church, of the world, of our nations, and not to worry. but have total and complete confidence in him. He, Jesus, is our Lord, our Master, our Savior, our King. He's our God. He's our all. And that's what Jesus wants us to do with this great gift of the divine will. He wants us to begin to understand it's not us. We're nobodies. We're nothings. It's him. Him, Jesus and Mary, the new Adam, the new Eve. As we enter into this life, the world changes. What does Our Lady say? She says, if you want peace, it has to be within you. Peace has to reign in you. If our prayers aren't answered, more than likely, there's somebody that we are not at peace with. There's somebody in our life that God is saying to us, you have to forgive them. You have to allow this to happen. So today we're going to begin on volume 13, September 28th, 1921. And again, this is very, very important for us to understand. Let me see. I got to try to figure this out. To understand that a new beginning is happening for all of us. Oh, there it is. Okay, great. Okay, so here we are. So Jesus says, my divine, see, Jesus is teaching us how to allow him to be the Lord. He's teaching us who he is and who we are. Most people snap their fingers at God. You know, answer my prayer, answer my prayer. I've been praying for this for so long and you have, no, it's you, you're the Lord. You're my Savior. You're my King. Let it be done as your wish, as your will. So he said, Jesus says, my divine will absorbs everything and melts everything within itself. So here Jesus is showing us this new beginning that he has to do. He's taking a block of ice. This is usually our hearts, or this block of ice, and he melts it so that it can be possessed by God. We're a block of marble that God wants to chip away, melt, so that he can form us to what he has called us to be. And to begin to understand this, Jesus says, is to know who he is, who is the Lord, who is our Savior, who is our King. So what does he do? He teaches us to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, not reading a book, not praying prayers, but falling in love with our Eucharistic Lord, falling in love with our God. And when people say, well, I don't, and when you really sit there without a book, when you sit there without prayers, and you're looking at Jesus in the monstrance, the saints say your heart should be on fire with love of God. You should be falling in love with our Lord, our Master, our Savior, our King, our Healer. You know, and this is what Jesus is showing us. He's saying, when you're in my divine will, my divine will absorbs everything and melts everything within itself. The soul remains absorbed in my most holy divine will. The soul feeds herself with the first bread, the bread of the divine will. This is why there's that 40-day fast. And I know most people can't fast. Fasting isn't starvation. Fasting is to eat like the poor, to have a chunk of bread. You know, I mean, this is how the poor eat. And they take a bit and eat until, they're satisfied. Okay, and then hang on to that bread for a little later. And it doesn't have to be 6 hours. It's usually every 3 hours. You have to eat something. And Jesus says, I want you to understand the poverty that you're in. This is what fasting is all about. The poverty that we're in is our fallen nature. Jesus has redeemed us. Our Lady has co-redeemed us with Christ. She stood at the foot of the cross. She watched her son die. She watched her son tortured to death. I mean, she was tortured to death. The book of the Hours of the Passion say that she would have died if it wasn't for the divine will reigning in her. She was so tortured watching her son, knowing he was the Son of God, die on the cross. So what our Lord is trying to do is he's trying to help us get away from self-centeredness, selfishness, getting away from ego and will. When we are hungry, it's a way of saying to God, I want to hunger for you. And so the whole reason for the 40 days before Lent, the 40 days, and I want to try to do this until Easter, is not to starve, but to say to the Lord, I hunger for you. I want this first bread. And this is what he says. He says, we feed ourselves with this gift of the divine will. It becomes our food. We want to read this. We want to study this. We want to put this into practice. In it, she walks. In it, she knows my holy divine will alone. In it, my divine will is enough for her in everything. See, that's heaven. That's heaven, to enter into a life where you are absorbed in God, where you're fused with God, where you participate in, with, through, and for God, as God participates in, with, through, and for us. It's a mutual possession. This is why Jesus calls heaven the wedding feast. This is why we wear the ring. We wear the ring to say to Jesus, I am your spouse. You are my spouse. And whatever you want is what I want. It's this intimacy that God is calling us to. That's heaven. So Our Lady says, peace must reign in your heart. Okay, so when things get out of order in our life, it's because we're worrying, we're fearful, we're anxious, we're complaining, we're negative, we're doubting, we're sinning. And Jesus says, stop it. Enough, he says. Enough. He says to his disciples, does worry add one moment to your life? And he says, of course it doesn't. And then what is his response? He says, stop worrying. This is a command from Jesus Christ. Now, things are going to happen where people are going to start worrying. It's to say to Jesus, if you are my Messiah, just like Peter, command me to come to you. You know, and God is going to say, yes. He's going to say to us, do you really mean this? Do you really believe this? Do you believe that I am the Messiah? But that's what he said to his apostles. Who do you say I am? That's the question that Jesus gives to each and every one of us. When we say, you are my King, you're my God, you're my Savior, you're my Lord, he goes, okay, prove it. It's not just your words. And that's where we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. That's where we go to Holy Mass. That's where we prepare ourselves before Holy Communion. And then after Holy Communion, we adore God and love God and pray. It's the most powerful time of the day. It's not just the priest gives the blessing and everybody leaves. No, the church wants you, Jesus wants you to be in communion with him. And for that, at least that 15 minutes, some saints say 20 minutes. What do you do at that point? What are you supposed to do? Learn from Luisa. Luisa spent 2 hours of preparing for Holy Communion. Then she had Holy Mass. And then 2 hours afterwards, she's adoring God and loving God. She's in communion with God. This is what the Book of Heaven teaches us. The newborn, the firstborn of the divine will is how Jesus says, this is how I want you. She is the model. This is how I want you to live. I want you to enter into this life of being in communion with God. The life that Adam lost was to be out of the perennial communion with God. That's Adam walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening. The perennial communion is with the first bread. What Jesus is offering to us and to the Holy Church is to be in communion with him with the second bread, to be in communion with him, this super substantial bread of the Holy Eucharist. All of us right now are, if you want to say, in communion with the first bread, our daily bread, our wonder bread. We were there every breakfast, every lunch, every dinner. Jesus is saying to us, would you be with me for at least an hour? At least an hour. That's where the little children of the Holy Divine Will spend at least an hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And if you can't, if your church is not open, you have the internet. The internet might be not be open for a while. And Jesus is asking us to be in a spiritual communion with him. To, he says, what did he say to St. Gertrude? He had two ciboriums. One was a silver ciborium and one was a gold ciborium. And he said to St. Gertrude, both communions, he says, are important to me. So you can make a spiritual communion every hour on the hour. Why would you do that? Because you love him. You adore him. You praise him. You thank the Heavenly Father for Jesus. You are in communion with God. Why? To prepare us for the perennial communion that's coming. See, this is the thing you have to understand. The world isn't going to continue to live like this. No. Jesus says, I must purify my church and the world first, because the divine will is so beautiful. It's so perfect that at this point, the church and the world can't possess it. Now, we love the Holy Church, but what Jesus is doing, he says, my bride will be spotless and without wrinkle. So the wedding dress of the church is being ironed out, is being, the spots are disappearing. What is God doing? He's preparing us for his return. What did he say to St. Faustina? He said to St. Faustina, the final devotion that I'm giving to my church before I return is Divine Mercy. So we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet in the Divine Will every day at 3 o'clock. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. It's not just for our families. It's not just for our friends. It's not just for our neighbors. It's for the family of God. Every child that has been conceived. Read the Christmas Novena. Read the 9 excesses of love. Jesus says, I love everyone that is conceived. And how many people, how many children today are gone because the church, not the church, the world, the people have been convinced by the evil one to not have children. Jesus says, everything, this is what he tells Louisa, everything in creation is a work of God, and how I love it. This, it's perfect. Everything is good, as scripture says. The only life of God, Jesus tells Louisa, is a child, is a conceived soul, one who is conceived. This is what God wants to bring back to us. This is to become aware of the beauty of life. Jesus says to Louisa, he says, look at the desert. Why is the desert barren? Why is the desert empty of people? He says, because of Adam's sin. Sin brought death. He says, but when the divine will reigns, the desert will be packed with people, crammed with people. And it's why? It's going to be paradise again. Look at the desert. Look at the Sahara Desert from Google Earth. You know, look down at the Earth from maybe 200 miles with Google Earth. What do you see? You see dried up riverbeds. You see dried up lakes. You see where towns used to be. And what God is saying to us is, I want to renew the face of the earth, redo the face of the earth. That's what the whole gift of the divine will is about. So our Lord is looking at us and he's saying to us, I want you to listen to what I said to Louisa. How do we listen to what Jesus said to Louisa? By reading. And that's what he's teaching us. He says very, very clearly, the soul remains absorbed in my divine will. It's like a sponge. You're soaking in this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, and feeds herself. We are eating this food. We are surviving, not just surviving. He says, it's, you're entering into a land of milk and honey. This is what's coming. This is why there's going to be interesting things happening. It's going to be interesting. But again, it's not by chance that, you know, today is National Popcorn Day. Enjoy the popcorn. Enjoy the show. Enter into this life. Participate in God. Let God begin to mold us, the cold, stony, lifeless heart, to mold us to begin to see everyone as Jesus sees everyone, as Our Lady sees everyone. That's how Luisa lives. This is why our God is asking us to enter into this abundant life. Things are going to get difficult, but it's nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Good things are here. So this is what he says. She says, the soul feeds herself with this gift of the divine will. The soul in the divine will, we walk. In the divine will, we live, we move, we have our being. The soul knows my holy divine will alone. It becomes our life. You want to read. This is why I love the calendar. Every day is a beautiful day. Every day is a new day. And as we read, as we study, as we put into practice this gift of gifts, we begin to enter into this abundant life. It's the only thing we want to know. It's entering into heaven on earth. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth exactly the way it's in heaven. And that's why you're peaceful, full of peace. You're joyful, full of joy. Jesus says, I want to give you my divine joy so that your human joy will be complete. See, you're going to enter into where God says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard of what God is doing for those who love him. He's accomplishing this now because now is the time. Now is the time. So he says this, the soul knows my holy divine will alone, and my divine will is enough for her in everything. So when I hear people say to me, well, this mystic said this or this mystic said that, I go, okay, does it compare to what Jesus told Luisa? Well, they said this is going to happen and that's going to happen. But does it compare to what Jesus said to Luisa? If it does, okay, it's just verifying what Jesus said to Luisa. If it says something different, I don't listen to it. The book of heaven is Jesus speaking. So when everybody's talking about doom and gloom, what does Jesus say? He says, let them do what they want. He says, you and me, Luisa, and now it's us linked to Luisa. Jesus says, you and me, let's get the kingdom prepared to become on earth as it is in heaven. There's nothing to worry about. Let them do what they want. I mean, let's look at your family. How often have you said, even the priests, when you preach, in every parish I was in, and I've been in a few parishes, I could get maybe 5 people out of the congregation to understand what I was saying. 5 people wanting this gift of gifts. That's it. I remember one time I talked to 5,000 people. I think it was in the Chicago area. And they all sat there like this. And at the end, everybody went, what's he talking about? You're entering into the life of Jesus. No, so Jesus says to us, he says this, what I want more than anything is the yeast. So he said to the apostles, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees. Beware of the yeast of the religious. Why? It will kill you. It will kill you. But he says to Luisa, the most important thing to me, Luisa, is the yeast. So he says to us, you be the yeast in your family. They don't want the divine will. You be the yeast in your neighborhood. They don't want the divine will. You be the yeast where you work. They don't want the divine will. Jesus says, the human will is so strong that the majority at this time, almost everyone, will not want the divine will. So he says to Louisa, you be the yeast in the midst of all the flour, all the people. And as you grow, as you get, I mean, you have to put warm water with yeast. As you begin this fermentation, everyone else will participate in this and the dough will rise. It's not to, you know, tell people, you got to read Luisa Picaretta. No, Jesus has given you the book of heaven. He's given me the book of heaven. So we have a responsibility to live this. As he says, know my divine will alone. Enter into this gift. And when you're with your family, who is there? It's Jesus. He's gazing and you're gazing. He's listening and you're listening. He's speaking and you're speaking. Jesus is there. When you walk, you say, Jesus, walk in my walking. When you eat, Jesus, eat in my eating. When you breathe, Jesus, breathe in my breathing. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this in my human will. I want your most holy divine will. I want you, Lord God, to reign in me. Image and likeness. I want that. Why? Because you, Jesus, want it. You're the one that has given me the book of heaven, and you are expecting me to totally surrender. It says very, very clearly, knowing your holy divine will alone. And he says, and then you say to Jesus, I want this. Why? You want it. The Blessed Mother wants it. The new Adam and the new Eve want it. Louisa, the firstborn, the newborn in the divine will, wants it. And my divine will is enough for the soul in everything. So when somebody says to me, you know, I just read that, or I just heard that such and such and such is going to happen. You go, okay, what does Jesus tell Louisa? That's what I always say. Did Jesus say that to Louisa? If you can't find it in the book of heaven, you know, just let it go. Let them do what they want. I want to enter into this true life of Jesus. I want to enter this true life of Mary. Why? Because God wants this. And I want this. One with God, fused with God. So Jesus says this, one can say that among all, Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa is the only fortunate soul who does not need to beg for bread. No, you don't have to beg for bread anymore. You enter into the divine will. Louisa did not eat, drink, or sleep for 64 years. Why? Right here. The fortunate one, Louisa Picaretta, does not need to beg for bread. No. You're entering into the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. You're entering into where your bread is found in the book of heaven. Your bread, your first bread, is to enter into the perennial communion with God that Adam had. Don't say, well, this isn't going to happen to me, because it won't happen to you. You've already said no to God. You can't say, well, that's not for me. I can't do that. God says, fine, it's not for you. See, Jesus looks for the fiat. Our Lady's fiat was, how can I be the mother of God? She says, I want to please God in all things, but I've also already said I'm going to live a life of virginity. How can this happen? And the angel said, it will be happened through the power of the Holy Spirit. She goes, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. Total surrender, total docility, total submission. The yes, the fiat is what God is looking for. Jesus says, when he said fiat lux, let there be light, everything, the universe began out of nothing. When Our Lady said, fiat mihi, the incarnation, God became man. The miracle of miracles. No religion says this except this Catholic, this Christian religion. God became man. And then God died for us. He took our place on the cross. The punishment for leaving the will of God. He took it. He died, shed every drop of blood. And so what does Jesus say? He says, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. So he says, you have the Holy Eucharist. If we as Catholics believe this, the churches would not be empty. But the churches are empty. So Jesus is going to change this. See, divine intervention is coming. You have to understand this. You know, people talk about the 3 days of darkness. People talk about the illumination of conscience. People talk about entering into this abundant life. That's the book of heaven. What is the illumination of conscience? What's Jesus going to do? He's going to help us understand this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. It's to enter into what Jesus told Louisa. It's the new heavens and the new earth. It's the new Jerusalem. It's the kingdom of God on earth in us, this dust on earth as it is in heaven. And that's, you have the book of heaven. As you're reading this, he's expanding our capacity. As you're studying this, he's expanding your capacity. Why is he doing this? He says, I can't breathe into you as we breathed into Adam. When the Ruah of God, when the breath of God breathed into Adam, what happened at that point? Dust, infinite dust, became man. He could breathe as much as he wanted into this dust. And out of the dust came the image and likeness of God. Since Adam fell, our DNA changed. And what happens? We get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, and die. We become food for worms. That was never part of God's plan. God is looking at us and he's asking us, do you want to know what I have planned for you? And we say, yes. He goes, read the book of heaven. Why would Jesus call the book of heaven the gospel of the kingdom? Why would Jesus call what he said in Matthew 24? Until the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed to all the world, the kingdom isn't coming, basically. We have to learn what this is. The saints told us how to know, love, and serve God. What Jesus teaches Louisa is to know, love, and possess God. This is sanctity. Not the human sanctity of the saints, but entering into divine sanctity, the sanctity of sanctities. Jesus calls the divine will the sacrament of sacraments. The sacrament of sacraments. This is given by priests. This is given by the church. Don't Protestantize the divine will. Protestantize is, you know, we don't need priests, you know. And Father Bucci would always tell us, he'd say, if a layperson doesn't have the Blessed Sacrament and a layperson goes to the altar and says, this is my body, and believes it's Jesus, he's only fooling himself. It's the priests that do this. It's the ontological change at priesthood, the ordination of priests. That's where it occurs. He says, it's the same thing with the divine will. When somebody says, okay, I'm going to read to you the divine will, and this is what it is. He says they are only fooling themselves. The sheep are not the shepherds. And I know that's hard for people to understand. The Presbyterians say they're all priests. They don't need priesthood, the ministerial priesthood. That's not how God is working, though. God set this up in his church. The high priest, if you want to say, the Pope himself, will be the first one to live in the divine will. Why? He has the keys to the kingdom. And that's why it's so important to be faithful and obedient to the Holy Church. Listen to the dogma and doctrine. Don't tweak it. Don't change it. Listen to the divine will. Listen to what Jesus is saying when he speaks about the dogma and doctrine of our faith. Your understanding of the church is going to get deeper and deeper. Your love for the church is going to become greater and greater. It's what Jesus has planned. And what the Protestants have done, broken away from Peter, now there's 40,000 denominations, fractured. Jesus says, come back to the church. Listen. And he says, everything's going to be fine. So he says this. The only fortunate creature that does not need to beg for bread. Why? This, it becomes our food daily. We read it daily. We are one with Christ daily in this first bread. Jesus says this. But the water of my divine will inundates the soul above and below, to the right, to the left. So what he's now saying is he's adding the water to the yeast. That's us. Your families are changing by you reading, by you studying, by you eating this food. Your family is changing. Your neighborhood is changing. The world is changing. Why is everything happening now? It's because of the divine will. The yeast is out there. That's the souls who are reading and participating in the book of heaven. This yeast is now expanding. Why? He says it right here. The water of my divine will inundates her above and below, to the right and the left. It's begun, we're becoming to expand, okay? Touching our friends, our families, our nations, with what? This life of the new Adam and the new Eve given to Louisa. It's, everything's changing. The church is changing. The church is being purified. You know, when you make gold, when you heat gold, dross comes to the top. You take the dross off. Why? To make the gold more pure. That's what's happening in the church. That's what's happening in our nations. The dross is coming to the top and it's scraped off. Jesus wants you. That's why he says you're going to be pure as gold. No dross, no sin. So what does he have to do? He has to show us the sin. It's not to glory in sin, but to say, good, it's gone. Thank you, Jesus. Purify the church. Purify the world. Purify our nations. Purify our lives. Purify my families. Our, all the families, the people that we work with. Jesus, you're our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. The kingdom is coming. We want everyone in the kingdom. Get rid of the dross. Watch what God is going to do. So Jesus says this. If the soul wants food, she eats. Okay. If you want the divine will, you read. If you say you love our Eucharistic Lord, spend time with him. If you want food, you eat. If you want strength, you find it. If you want sleep, you find the softest bed to rest upon. Everything is ready. Everything is at her disposal. That's what Jesus is saying to each and every one of us. Do you want to enter into this rest? Do you want to enter into the kingdom? Do you want the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven? He says, basically, you want strength, you want sleep, you want food. What do you want? Jesus says. He says that to everyone. Do you believe I can do this? Read scripture. Do you believe I can do this? Yes, Lord. Then it's done. That's the command prayer. Lord, take my prayer, make it your command. And then say, you know, you want more prayer? I'll give you more prayer if this is what you want. But pray with such confidence, with such trust, with such hope. Christian hope is certitude that there is nothing that God will not do. You surrender to him in his holy divine will, and basically you participate with, in, through, and for Jesus, as Jesus participates with, in, through, and for you. This is the universal life that Adam lost. One with God, fused with God. And then so Jesus says this very clearly. Whatever you want, food, strength, sleep, everything is ready for you. Everything is ready for you. This is why when somebody says to me something, like I mentioned before, this visionary says this, this visionary says that, I say, did Jesus say this to Louisa? What does he say? Let them do what they want. He says, you and I, Louisa. And now it's Louisa and us linked to Louisa. You and I, Jesus says, let's bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Let's stop all this nonsense and live the life that was, that I, God, Jesus says, have chosen for you from the beginning of time. Image and likeness of God. So this isn't about being good and holy and saintly. It's about entering into this life, the true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. This is what God has given to Louisa. And now Jesus is offering this to us. Why? Now is the change. The dross is going up. Why? He's purifying the church and the world. Just say, let it be done as you say, Lord. Let me begin to see this happen. Jesus is doing this. Especially the next couple weeks. Don't worry about a thing. Learn the command prayer. And like I said, August of 2014, there's the whole conference on the command prayer, what Jesus taught Louisa, what Jesus is teaching us. It's to say to him, I mean, this is the simply put. It's to say to him, you're my Lord, my Savior, my as you wish. God goes, really? Do you really believe that? You go, yes. And he goes, then enter into this. It's his invitation. So we'll end there with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this always, we ask this in Jesus's name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you, and have a great couple weeks. It's going to be interesting.